I'm Francesca Alexander, ex-Los Angeles makeup artist turned online marketer who now lives in Auckland, New Zealand. I teach small business owners profitable, actionable steps to build highly engaged social media results. We build SEO and social media systems with ease. It's truly a collaboration. Welcome to the Hustle and Glow podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm so excited to get you in on this podcast because we are now in the final quarter of the year, and that could mean a lot of things for different types of businesses. And I'm going to let you in a little bit on the New Zealand cultural kind of planning thing. So I would say they are in very much, I think like island time, where they're not even thinking about, and it's very slow to think about even holiday. So anything that they want to do and promote for December, they'd rather instead really focus on the summer months and what they're going to be doing in their personal lives. So this one is really for that New Zealand community, and also too for small businesses back home. They just need to finish strong at the end of the year. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about what type of business goals you should be displaying on LinkedIn in this episode coming up. Like many small business owners, doing all the things to run a successful business, like keeping the lights on and introducing new clients to your business, can be overwhelming, let alone the planning, learning, and executing your social media. Introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to make the process of social media easy. If you have a small team, or even if you're on your own, we have designed Social Collab just for you. We have modeled Social Collab after solo business owners and that we've worked with internationally, and produces content that you're proud of and also has meaningful engagement. Your next step is to click below on our Calendly link and book a discovery call today. Mention this podcast for a special limited time offer. Great. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about what we should be posting on LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn, as you know, is one of my favorite platforms because you're mingling with people that really are interested in doing business with you, finding out a little bit more about what you do. It is a space for leadership thoughts. And I have thoughts. Not only do I have thoughts, but I definitely want to share them with people there so that I can attract the right type of potential clients and people that are in the same mindset as I am when it comes to business. Now, this can always vary, definitely. So today we're gonna actually talk about three things and that you can potentially use on LinkedIn. The first one is, you know, you got to decide on your goals, and we're going to get into that. You need to build your toolkit, and then you also need to make all your content on LinkedIn make it more conversational, right? So, okay, so let's talk a little bit about deciding on goals. So in order to be effective with your LinkedIn strategy and your brand's presence, you'll need to create specific goals for the platform. Now, what does that mean? So depending on how large your team is, you want to make sure to meet with those different members and identify the top priorities. So your sales team will know, like, hey, these are the issues that keep coming up with a product or service, and we really need to address these particular issues from their viewpoint. From marketing viewpoint, they may think like, okay, we need to actually warm up the audience for the holiday season and perhaps even a product launch. So that's per their perspective. And of course, the vice president of sales is going to have a different one. Now, these are for bigger organizations. So what happens when you are that one person band and you're just that one small company? So if you can, think of those, if you had departments that were running that piece throughout your business, whether it's people trying to book in new appointments, finding new clients or patients, I guess also too with that, you can also look at if there's a product line that you have, is there anything that you want to promote? Talk about and think about, maybe even jot them down really quickly. Hey, this is what we'd love to really focus on within our business development. This is how we want to raise brand awareness, and even potentially for investors to actually look at what we're producing and what we're doing. This is significant. So while you're putting, you know, on each of these hats or speaking with the team members, here are the questions to help you guide in that process. Number one, which audience are you trying to reach? Now that's really important because you want to be able to really identify what that audience is. And I mean everything, like even if you just sort of niche down. So, you know, most likely, it depends on what the product is. Real quick story, I used to also be an operations marketing director in an app that helped produce where the best price parking was here in Auckland, New Zealand. And it was incredible. They developed this product to be able to isolate and find out and actually price all of these areas. But the crazy thing is that they did not know who to market to. And it turns out that we needed to market to younger professionals, or within Auckland, you can also consider it first-time home buyers. So young professionals in that sector. So what kind of, audience outreach would we need to be on, and what kind of platforms we also need to be on was a different conversation altogether. So it's really identifying who they are, what they do, even try to figure out like, you know, what positions would they hold? What is their age range? Are they likely male or female? All of that kind of stuff. Really get to the nitty gritty of that. The second one is, what are they interested in? So when I say that, it's really important to figure out, okay, like what are their interests? Not only as a professional, but what are their interest when they have a beautiful sunny day and they're going to go ahead and have their weekend? What would they like to do? So think about that. Maybe you can even tie that in with your LinkedIn conversation. I know it sounds weird, but the more that we act like that client or potential client, the more that we will likely attract their viewing. So it's something that we have to keep mindful of. Third, what is the action you want them to take after seeing your content? Now, this is really important. A lot of us hear call to action. And what does that actually mean? How is it even meaningful? What we would like to do is inspire people to do the next step in order to connect with us, our product and service, or continually inspire them if they signed up for our mailing list, if they were able to find out about future specials, discounts, product releases, all of that. So what is the action you want them to take after seeing your content? That actually clarifies a lot. So when you're in your team meeting, or when you're in a board meeting, or maybe you're a social media manager and you need to take these notes into a meeting, these are questions that help the team within. They're going to set you a KPI anyway, right? Well, then let's softly pitch the ball back to that team in that boardroom and say, hey, great. These are our three questions. And what is the action that you want them to take after seeing our content? That really clarifies it so that you can meet your KPI and probably hit it on the dot if you can get that clarity piece on it. All right, so let's go into building your toolkit. In order to simplify your LinkedIn content creation process, a good step is to first do a content audit. Running an audit of your content is, can really help clarify and highlight what content is great. You can also repurpose it if it does really well. And you don't necessarily need to create it from scratch. One of the things that we do a lot is that we will see something that either highly resonates with the client or the audience, and we will repurpose almost the same written content. We will contextualize it into a very timely piece. Sometimes we may even use today's press to actually have that conversation and turn and refresh the content. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. You don't have to be slaving over, oh my gosh, I got to create all this new content. Look at what you've had. Always keep, and I mean, there's a record of it, right? You have, you know, your LinkedIn stuff, although all of the stuff that you publish on your LinkedIn profile, maybe you have a business page. But if you use something like Asana and keep a record of what you published in the past, this is going to be easier for you to just kind of flick through and see what actually works, what does well, and then you can recreate it. So that's one of the things that you want to do. Now, if you have a team with different priorities, it's a good time to reconnect once you've done that audit and share your findings and see if there's anything that you've tagged for repurposing and get their feedback, definitely. If you're a recruitment business and you had a 2021 blog way past all those years ago, then, you know, look at post on interview preps and is that something that you want to republish and really freshen up for, you know, this ending? What does the market actually anticipate at the end of this year? What is that a landscape really look like? So really contextualize it and modernize it is definitely the thing about, you know, just building that toolkit, getting that new refreshed content in, and really figuring out what you're going to be saying in the last 3 months of the year. By the way, if you do this now, I'm recording this in late September, so this is likely to probably go out in October. But if you were just to flush out everything that you did in October, you're going to have a less stressful content purpose with LinkedIn. So think of it as a baseline. You're creating the baseline, and anything else that comes from your team or yourself in terms of your content for LinkedIn is just going to be that much bulkier and that much added value. So think of it this way. If we just get rid of and do it now and have it created, it's just going to be all the easier when we go forward and hit the end. Now, the last piece that I'm talking about is really speaking about that conversational piece, you know, making it conversational. So if you make it more conversational when you're posting on LinkedIn, the more likelihood you're going to get engagement, comments, people talking to you, maybe even interest and wanting to speak to you through direct messages. This is great. This is what we want. We want to be able to build those relationships. So with any successful brand on social media, you need to engage with your followers to be successful, especially on LinkedIn. If you take the time to respond to the questions and comments, it will actually increase your visibility and also the other feeds. Let me just step back real quick. Now, for those of you that don't know, and this is the magical part of LinkedIn, if somebody like commented on your post, what happens is once you comment on a post, whoever is in their network will actually see that, oh, that person in my network just posted on something from Social Global Grind. Great. What is Social Global Grind? And then they'll look into it and they may even, depending on the familiarity of that person, meaning, oh, that's my colleague or that's somebody that I really, really like connecting with or that I trust, they may in turn look at the content that they commented on. And that is magic. That's the magic. That's what we really, 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 really want, is to get that visibility. The LinkedIn algorithm favors posts with higher engagement. And luckily, this includes how you engage with your followers. So think of that. Replying, engaging, it's very important. Once you have the basics down, then using LinkedIn interaction features like post or any type of thing that they put on the LinkedIn. I was just going to say stories, but I don't think they have stories anymore. No, they haven't had it for a while. So I think I put that in the article or stories because I was so excited when they had them, but they don't have them now. This is a way, at least they don't in New Zealand. They might have it in different countries. But the more that you engage, the better it is for your actual feed and to get that recognition with your company. Now, this is the thing, like, okay, so all of these little bits and moving parts and all the mechanisms and mechanics, how do I, for somebody that is not used to doing social media, how do I actually piece this together? And this is the thing, we actually have a link where you can call me and do a free strategy session. And I'm really excited to do this because I've talked a little bit about it before, but one of the things that I love doing is talking to small business owners to really help them understand and elevate their brand awareness by using social media. Now, I know that sounds daunting, and sometimes you're like, I just need somebody to do it all for me. Yes, we do that type of service. However, it's so important for you to understand what the basics of social media are, what is it for, how do you produce a goal, and then how do you see your way through that goal is so important. In fact, much more important and vital to your business than handing it out to somebody that, oh, well, you know what, I'm going to give it to that person because they know all about social media. And it's great. Well, not necessarily. If they are, and a lot of people in my generation, they will go somebody that's younger in their family or their network or their best friend's kid or somebody, and they will give them the entire social media campaign. Just hand it to them. Hey, I will pay you to go ahead and do our social media. But if you don't have the principles of understanding what you want to produce, this actually can be brand damaging. And it's a very sad reality that happens. Sometimes what we do is that we'll go in after something like this, and then we're cleaning up and deleting a lot of stuff. It is absolutely worth it to, at the very least, have a strategy pathway to figure out what you're going to do in the long run. So that is something that we offer for free. We would love to help give you that social media audit so that you can really have a clarified view of where you're headed and where you're going. Now, this is also, and I also want to say this other thing too, because I think that, I mean, I don't want to be misinterpreted by saying that anybody that is younger cannot produce good social media. That is not true. My team is made up from young, bright women that are on my team. And we have anywhere from millennials even to Gen Zers, I believe. So we have a good mix of diversity of age range. Now, I say that because it's important for us to have diversity in a creative group or in a creative type structure so that we can really reach a lot more people and we can understand some of the mechanisms of way or the way that people consume social media. So this is why it's really important, even though you might be a room of Gen Xers or execs in a small business, you want to be able to pull people that are in your business that may understand it. So the likelihood of your sales team might be being younger or fresh out of university, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how is the best way that we can position it. Their voice and their suggestions are really valuable. I don't want to take away from that because it's really important for us to have that diversity key. And part of that is age. So, and then with the flip side is that, you know, are we going to go ahead and engage somebody that maybe is a CFO in the group that is of later years? What is their position and their aspect of how they think that we should communicate on social media and LinkedIn? They're great to run things by. Also, too, if you are a company that has legalities, this is great to have somebody that is covering all of the compliant issues. Maybe it's an operations manager. Maybe it's also the CFO or somebody in legal. They're great to put in on this meeting because you want to be able to have a really clear message that is also compliant. So that's something else to consider. So when you are thinking about doing content on LinkedIn, you want to get as many hands on deck and do a very quick succession of what they think we should be talking about. But, you know, workshopping something to death is also not the way to go, because what you want to do is you want to get the fresh ideas in front of the meeting, not at the end. because people are more engaged at the beginning, which is very similar to social media, right? You want to be able to get just that cream of the crop, that top part that really intrigues people. If you start going down the rabbit hole, you're likely to lose your audience. So that's it. That's all my little tips that I want you to consider when you are going to finish up strong and your LinkedIn business goals and what you produce and how you do all of your social media at the end. And of course, if you have more questions, the link in the description has a Calendly link where you can have a chat with me and we can talk about some of your goals and strategies and how you want to take on social media. So I'm here for you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Francesca Alexander with the Hustle and Glow podcast, and I hope to hear from you guys soon, either in the direct messages or, you know, on my social media. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.